Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Savart, I'm so excited for our next guest. We will be speaking to our second Sibeko of the night. Actually, third, because Njabs is always the first. Producer Sinenjabulo Sibeko is the number one Sibeko. Then PT Sibeko from SARS. And now we'll be speaking to Mandla Sibeko, who is the MD of F&B Art Fair. You must know his name. It is synonymous with art in this particular country. And you must be familiar with the F&B Art Fair itself. It is the 17th year in a row that we are having the art fair, and it's always a wonderful, certainly for me, coming from Cape Town, if I had business trips around this time of year, it was the easiest way for me to reconnect with friends. The wine is free, and you don't have to buy the art, you know. I mean, you should. Let's be serious. Unless you were invited to the collector's viewing, you know. I'm teasing. Well, this is exactly what we're going to be speaking to Mandla about. One of the things that I get very excited about is that art does not have to be several hundred thousand rands worth of investment conversation. Art is subjective. My rule of buying art is if it speaks to you, take it. Don't go because people said so-and-so is famous. Don't buy it because your friends bought it. But an art piece really needs to speak to you. I think I have like three really special art pieces, maybe four, and one was a gift and the other three I purchased, and the one when I looked at her, Micheline Thomas, that I got at a Kenya benefit in 2007 in Manhattan, I saw myself, and that's why I got it. And as much as she was already a very, probably one of the most famous artists, African-American artists in the country, because it was a benefit, I got to get in at the ground floor price-wise. The other thing I would say is, you know, by the time people have said that they like it, you're normally priced out, okay? I didn't know much about Nelson Makamo until Oprah said it, and with just those few words, she shut all of us out of the ability to buy it. Once Oprah has said, wow, I love Nelson Makamo, he's so great, I've been here in South Africa, and Nelson Makamo was a... I was like, ah, okay. I'll never be able to afford it now. But I've got a very good friend, Bongani, who had already been collecting Nelson Makamo. And actually, there's a different style that he was using earlier in his career, which, frankly, I think is going to be much more valuable in 2 decades' time, because it's not the one that ends up at every billboard or whatever. Anyway, so we're going to be speaking about the dynamics of art. And what I want to ask of you, do you collect art? Are you an artist? Are you hoping to break through? Did you learn anything from our conversation just now with Atipatra Huga? I'm telling you, you could be featured alongside the likes of Basquiat at the Louis Vuitton Foundation as well, out in Paris, just like Atipatra was. If you listen to some of those very key insights, there's a much smarter person that's walked into the studio right now to help us understand all of this in that regard. He's going to tell us not only about the business of art, but what you can expect from the F&B Art Fair this year. A friend who I never see. I had to get a stand-in gig to see you.
I did not expect to see you here.
I mean,
this is really fantastic.
That Instagram is
the best surprise. I saw you appearing here, but I wasn't sure what time.
No, Verbs.
Yeah.
This was about us. This was about us. All right, Mandla Sibeko number three for the evening.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah, okay, Njabs, who just brought you in, as Mr. Sibeko as well.
But
you are the first Sibeko I knew.
Okay.
Mandla is the managing director of the F&B Art Fair, which we've now known for 17 years, and which will launch from the 6th to the 8th of September this weekend. I am excited about this. What do we have to look forward to? I know there are a few innovations that we can be excited about.
Sure. So first and foremost, thank you so much. It's so wonderful to see you in Joburg.
Of course.
Where we lead the way and everybody follows, isn't it? Other cities follow. So then...
No, it's fine. You're a guest.
So if I may say so. But there's a lot to look out for. I think first and foremost, we've created this program called Open City, which has already been in action, which is really exciting because that's when Joburg people kind of have a pre-party before the party.
Brilliant.
So it leads to the fair, which has been amazing because it's literally almost 98 activations across the city that are activated by cultural practitioners themselves to basically responding to this time, almost like an art week, but it's 16 days plus. So that leads us to the fair. And the fair itself has quite a number of surprises this year.
Okay.
We have new exciting work in the section called Max, which is very large scale works that you never get to see on South African soil. It's the kind of work that you see of African artists overseas.
Got you.
So we actually have that. And then we also doing something very unique, which is introducing a photographic exhibition or photographic booth or pavilion inside the fair called GIF. So we're playing around.
Oh, that's exciting.
So when you walk around the fair, something, it's either called Max, it's called GIF, it's called Hub. So the Max section is really celebrating South African photographic legends before 94 who really put South Africa on the map. But as well as starting to talk to, I guess, voices that have come after. So it's very exciting because Joburg is a very photographic city.
It is.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it's really a tribute to Joburg in many ways, to saying that we want to make sure that there's this dialogue between the old and the new. And yeah, and there's quite a lot. There's guided walkabouts in the fair that are led by professors, young curators, academics. Then there's the, obviously, the preview tomorrow night, which is really where people get to see for the first time the pre-buying. So the pre-buying takes place tomorrow. And then there's tours to studios. Joburg, there's quite a lot of artists who live in Johannesburg. Yeah. So, yeah, there's quite a lot at the fair. And as you navigate, it can become quite overwhelming. But it's educational, but at the same time, of course, a place where you can buy.
Correct. So we're going to come to buying. So you've got time also to breathe, right? Because as you say, Open City started in late August. It'll be running until the 13th.
Yes.
The real sort of honed in art fair that we're accustomed to is 6 to 8. That's the one where don't waste time. Get your tickets. Get out there.
Absolutely.
But what I love about the GIF was when you were speaking about the historic contributions.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa is one of those countries for whom photography was a tool of resistance and a tool of liberation, in the same way that social media, Twitter, was for Egypt in the Arab Spring, in the same way that TikTok has been for Gazans in Palestine, in a way for us to reach out to the world and really tell the true story visually.
Sure.
The media, like Twitter and TikTok, may have changed, but the core, which is photography or visual photography, remains the same. And it's so important to pay homage to that particular artistic and, I guess, political discipline.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. And that was really essentially one of the reasons why I really was pushing for this amongst the team, was to really find a way of paying tribute to people who were really the lens to the world. I think not enough tributes have been paid to photographers who really fought for our struggle in many ways, obviously using the camera. So in this section, you are going to experience some very sad photos of the times, just reflecting back, because, you know, things might look rosy there and there now, but we've come a long way. So you'll see, like, Ennis Cole, who actually ultimately had to change his name. He's not Cole, he's actually Gole, as an example, which again is reflective of the times that people had to kind of whiten their surnames in order to be able to get passports, to be able to travel. This is a man who skipped the country with all his films of this terrible times that black people are going through in South Africa. He could have been killed, but he made it to New York with all of it. And then published it in New York to the world. And the world became aware that, geez, South Africa's going through this.
Yes.
The same way as with Alf Khumalo.
Yes.
Alf Khumalo was able to capture the Mandela family in such poetic, beautiful, just he really was one of the few that got into Mamwini's kind of bedroom to take photos of Nelson Mandela playing with the dogs. You know, he was a family friend, so he could go behind the scenes. And then you have other photographers like Peter Mukubane. In fact, for me personally, I got to meet these guys through the Mandela family, who himself captured our resistance, the 1976 uprising.
Yes.
So, and then there are others who captured a period in our transition, which we black people should understand better, because it really is the story of our poverty and our journey. And, you know, academics, black people who were excelling, he photographed them. And then there's like others who've come after, like Andrew Tabangu.
Yes.
There's a whole lot of stuff. And then these young guys are capturing the essence of what is going on in South Africa. In fact, the FNB Art Prize winner, if you look at his work,
yes,
it covers the struggle of young people post 1994. He was born critical. Only in 94 himself, and his show is at the Joburg Art Gallery at the moment.
And I imagine we're going to also continue to see, as you said, that transition back then, this GNU moment,
yeah,
Government of National Unity moment, also of a precarious, critical turning point, or at least a form of pivot, at which all hands need to be on deck and eyes need to be sharp to observe how it is that we navigate this time.
No, absolutely. And I think accountability is critical. As the democracy grows, we've started to see that even our own friends are starting to do some funny things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're starting like, oh, I thought like we were here to deliver.
With values.
And I think it's really fantastic that we can go in this direction, because we all need to be held accountable as citizens, just the same way as we need to make ministers and government officials accountable to delivering. There's so much more that South Africa should be doing and can do. We like a cultural heaven. Johannesburg is like the place where curators in the world die for this material. That's why the artists who come from Johannesburg are often very successful.
Correct.
They're very deep in the issues they deal with. They don't just have the beaches and the oceans to look at.
You came here to roast Cape Town. It's weird. I don't understand. Passenger, you want to say something to me? Say
Cape
it to
Town,
my face, Nanja.
Cape Town goes
say
to Cape Town. Joburg people go to Cape Town. You are one of those.
I'm Durban to.
I know.
Don't
I
roast
know.
My
I'm
city.
Not, I'm just talking about I'm what you here. Find in
I'm
Joburg.
Putting, I'm putting your city on a pedestal here. I do love Joburg. I came.
No, of course. And that's Joburg for you. It has all of that richness. It has the challenges in your face. It has to deal with the change in your face fast.
Before we get on to buying, if I can just affirm what you're saying, I mean, one of the things that I have really loved being back in Joburg and for a bit of a time longer than just for a board meeting, and what I've always loved about Joburg is the fact that every sort of demographic breakdown of the country can meet on the same level.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, Cape Town is possibly the only province, or the Western Cape is the only province that had to deal with actual indentured slave labor and not having to come to meet a kingdom that they needed to battle. And so I do know, us as Cape Townians, that we do have two worlds. It's completely dichotomous. Yeah. Whereas Johannesburg, the worlds come in one.
Yeah.
The people are able to engage with one another as peers and not, when I walk around Cape Town, they're like, are you from Joburg?
Like,
I'm down the road. Exactly. Okay, let's get to the business of art.
No,
you spoke about tomorrow being the buying evening. That's for the collectors. And that obviously we're going to have an opportunity for us to get into to get some pieces into our portfolio.
Sure.
My question just is for most of us that seems quite beyond our reach.
Yeah.
And I imagine at the F&B Art Fair, given its prestige, that might be. But what can you tell a person who is a first time buyer or one would like to begin collecting art? How to approach the process?
Sure. First and foremost, when you walk into the fair, it's such an inspiring place because it's like these high walls, lots of art, and lots of movement. So I would think that one of the things you need to do is get yourself onto the walkabout tours, which do take place almost every day. You just need to look on our artjoburg.com site. When are they taking place? But also get into the talks, because some of the talks are already relating to the subject matter of what is actually curated or exhibited in the fair. Like, there is even a talk about photography, which is really great. And just find your way around. But also, a fair is really a space to explore, because there's so much more. There's far much more to explore than perhaps a gallery, even more than a museum sometimes. And just really navigate your way around, walking around, but also there's a book section. You know, you can buy art books, you know, which are really amazing, and start a collection and start buying art books if that's your point of entry, to get comfortable. And that will warm you up to kind of ultimately engage more and more with the galleries. But also there's, you know, opportunities for you to meet other people, because a fair allows you to meet collectors who might be more seasoned than you, or to meet other buyers, or to meet the artist, or to meet curators. It's such an exciting place. But also, what I love about it is that it's the one place that feels for me like South Africa's changing. It's a pulse of the change that our forefathers like Nelson Mandela fought for. It feels like that. It feels like a celebration. And there's just so much more and to engage and to just meet the people.
And there's so much to celebrate. Mandla, we'll have to leave it there. I will see you at the fair.
I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Indeed. I want to encourage everybody to go to Web Tickets to pick up tickets online. They're very accessible from 100 Rand.
Joburg.com.
At FNB Joburg.com. Oh, Joburg.com, yeah. Correct. And 100 Rand is the first entry for Friday, and you can enjoy it all the way through the weekend. You can get a weekend pass as well. Yeah. That makes it a great deal easier. And just go out there and celebrate, whether it be at Gallery Lab, Max, the Open City Tours, or for itself at Sandton Convention Center. Mandla Sibeko, Managing Director of the FNB Art Fair, we thank you for being here in person.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Ciao, Mandla.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.